thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, optimistic viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayamí, Channel 24 on Video Cable, and Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santa Anita, Piriquay, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32 in Domoa, SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernan Darius, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernan Darius. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Suk Ptur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Motul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Nostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Huasheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a museum for children in Egypt showcases life of the ancient times. In health news, a Canadian study finds that aerobic exercise increases medical benefits in senior citizens. In animal welfare news, South Korean organizations welcomes migratory birds for a winter stopover. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 26, is the birthday of well-known American singer, songwriter, and actress Miss Erykah Badu. Recognized for her distinctive vocal style, Miss Badu has been referred to as the Queen of Neo-Soul. She debuted with her solo album, Baduism, in 1997, for which she won 2 Grammy Awards. That same year, she established the charity Beautiful Love Incorporated Nonprofit Development, which provides music, dance, theater, and visual arts for inner-city residents in her hometown of Dallas, Texas. Deeply committed to the plant-based diet, Miss Badu has said, "Vegan food is soul food in its truest form." God bless you, Erykah, for your heartfelt, creative gifts and compassionate lifestyle. May you enjoy a fabulous birthday with loved ones.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mexico. Starting in late January, weeks of non-stop unexpected rains caused floods and landslides in Michoacan and Mexico states, as well as southern central regions surrounding Mexico City. At least 30 people perished, while in Mexico City alone, 7,500 homes were flooded. The Mexican government sent soldiers to join emergency crews to ease the situation.
Estamos reportando desde México para Supreme Master Television la situación que está viviendo actualmente la comunidad de Chalco en el Estado de México. Hace ya desde un mes que se desbordaron ciertos diques de aguas negras y las cuales, como usted puede observar, aún no han bajado. Actualmente la gente todavía sigue esperando que baje el agua para poder regresar a sus viviendas que se encuentran completamente bajo el agua. Ahorita, como usted puede ver a través de la cámara, el agua ha bajado un poco, pero no aún. Como usted puede ver todavía, se necesita transporte para que la gente pueda llegar a sus viviendas. ¿Cuál es la situación actual que están viviendo aquí como ciudadano de la unidad aquí de Chalco?
Pues una gran inundación, como ustedes pueden ver, que empezó, pues ya va para una semana. Y pues apenas empieza a bajar los niveles.
¿Qué ha perdido usted aparte de su casa?
Pues todos mis muebles, vehículo, ¿verdad? Animales, pues, o sea, muchas cosas en su totalidad, el 90% de pérdida total.
Hasta ahorita, ¿cuál es la necesidad mayor que enfrentan aparte de comida?
Pues más que nada ahorita asistencia médica y coordinación de las autoridades.
Actualmente la gente todavía se encuentra fuera de sus casas y no saben para cuándo las aguas negras bajarán. Reportando desde Chalco, México, Supreme Master Television.
Expressing her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had made a $15,000 emergency donation and asked our nearest association's relief team to go and help. The donation could purchase $53,000 in supplies in the United States based on Mexico's cost of living.
The team in Mexico traveled to the afflicted areas where they first distributed blankets to families in need and cooked vegan meals for more than 2,000 people. Despite additional rainfall, they also set up a healthcare station where our medically trained relief team members treated people with flood-related ailments while freely giving masks and first aid supplies. Throughout the week, both relief workers and aid recipients expressed thankfulness for their experience.
Creo que es una satisfacción muy, muy, muy hermosa el poder ayudar a la gente y que la maestra nos haya mandado todo esto para poderlo repartir con la gente que ahorita está necesitada.
Le mando un saludo a la maestra que nos está apoyando ahorita aquí, que Dios la bendiga también y que le socorra más.
Our appreciation, Mexican government, soldiers, and all relief personnel who have been assisting the flood victims. We join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern and aid, as well as our association's relief team for their diligent work. With prayers for the Mexican people's soon recovery of their homes and day-to-day lives, may extreme weather events as these subside through humanity's gentler stewardship of the ecosphere.
Earthquakes strike Guatemala, Mexico, and Iran. Early on Tuesday, February 23rd, a magnitude 5.6 tremor jolted Guatemala, located 83 kilometers northeast of Huehuetenango. This tremor was felt in the southernmost Mexican state of Chiapas, which was also hit by a 5.4 magnitude quake 90 kilometers southeast of Las Margaritas municipality. That same day, a 5.2 magnitude tremor shook southern Iran, located 455 kilometers southwest of the capital Tehran. There were thankfully no reports of damages or injuries for any of the quakes. We are glad for the safety of the many quake-affected residents. May our greater kindness help stabilize such earth activities for the tranquility of all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Or lack of Vietnam and Russia enhance cultural ties.
Meeting together in Hanoi, Aulac's or Vietnamese Minister of Culture, Sports and Tourism, Hoàng Tuấn Anh, and Russia's Culture Minister, Alexander Avdeyev, signed an agreement on Tuesday, February 23rd, to increase their country's collaboration in art and culture. Planned programs include cooperation among libraries, museums, theaters, and art education organizations. Information will also be shared about national and international activities such as the Russian Culture Celebration in Aulac this year and a reciprocal event in Russia scheduled for 2011. Aulac's Prime Minister Nguyễn Tấn Dũng of Aulac stated, "Cultural cooperation is a critical foundation for developing the friendship between the two states."
Our accolades, Your Excellencies, Aulac and Russia, for your new accord that will bring enrichment through greater sharing between your nations. Indeed, may we all grow in appreciation of the wonderful customs, traditions, and creativity of all peoples.
Small amounts of alcohol may hurt unborn baby. With studies showing that alcohol consumed at any time during a mother's pregnancy can cause damage to the fetus brain. British psychiatrist and fetal alcohol syndrome expert Dr. Raja Mukherjee of St. George's Hospital warns that the only safe level is to not drink at all.
The United Kingdom Department of Health also advises women to refrain from alcohol when trying to conceive and when expecting a child. Fetal alcohol syndrome can result in physical, social, and mental disabilities, with about 1 in 100 children estimated to be affected in the United Kingdom alone.
Dr. Mukherjee and fellow researchers, many thanks for your further illumination of alcohol's dangers. May expectant mothers worldwide remain intoxicant-free for the vibrant well-being of the innocent and cherished unborn.
Alcohol sales linked to human injury. In an article being published in the March 2010 issue of Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research, U.S. scientists reveal a strong connection between human injury and locations where alcohol is sold. In their studies, Richard Scribner, M.D., and Paul Grunewald, Ph.D., evaluated hospital patients' data and found that in young people of legal age, neighborhoods with higher numbers of alcohol-serving restaurants saw increased traffic injuries, while areas with more bars were associated with assault wounds. Meanwhile, regions with a larger number of off-premise alcohol vendors, such as convenience stores, were linked to higher rates of all kinds of injuries for both underage youth and young adults alike. Based on these findings, the researchers recommend a community-based approach that would seek to reduce the number of alcohol outlets in a neighborhood as a way to promote reduced consumption and better health. Our appreciation, Dr. Scribner and Grunewald, for your important work that offers hopeful insight into preventing injuries related to alcohol consumption. Let us all vote to replace the vending outlets of such harmful substances with wholesome activities that promote healthful freedom and vitality.
Benefits of alcohol bans. stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the UK's Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Devoted dog keeps lost girl warm on cold night. After disappearing for more than 16 hours when she wandered away from her home barefoot and clad only in a t-shirt and pants, 3-year-old Victoria Bench of Arizona, USA was found in a ravine curled up next to her dog Blue. Helicopter paramedics spotted Blue's movement and were able to then rescue little Victoria, who was airlifted to a hospital and released the next day in good condition.
Crediting Blue with a toddler's survival in the extreme cold, Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Jeff Newnham said, "She was able to stay warm with the dog. It's probably what saved her life. God watched over her last night, obviously. We join in thanking heaven for Hero Blue's steadfast loyalty in keeping his young human companion safe. Wishing little Victoria, Blue, and their beloved family many moments of treasured companionship and love."
Save our planet, permafrost receding northward. In two concurring studies, researchers from Canada's Université Laval and Sweden's Lund University have found that the permanently frozen ground known as permafrost is melting at southern latitudes. In the case of Canada's James Bay region, the permafrost layer now begins 130 kilometers north of where it has been 50 years ago.
In Sweden, scientists found over a several-year period that the permafrost in one peat mire region completely disappeared. The Canadian researchers also noted a temperature rise of some 2 degrees Celsius over the last two decades, saying that if this continues, permafrost in the James Bay region will vanish. Not only is the melting of permafrost a sign of acute global warming, scientists have warned previously that its effects include the collapse of entire communities, which has already been seen in Arctic locations like Alaska, USA. Worse yet are the vast underground stores of methane that are released as the permafrost melts, with tipping points beyond which runaway global warming is inevitable.
We thank you for your careful observations, Canadian and Swedish scientists, despite our alarm at what they foretell. May everyone turn to harmonious lifestyles that sustain our environment while there is still time.
As in a September 2009 video conference held in Peru, Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently spoken of such warning signs as permafrost melt, along with the way we can all act to halt it.
U.S. and Canadian scientists traveling to the Arctic have noted increased methane gas being released from the Earth's melting permafrost, which is storing immense amount of methane beneath the frozen surface. Other research has also highlighted how quickly the temperature is rising in the Arctic, much faster than in the rest of the world. This means a vast quantity of methane could be released from the previously frozen soil very quickly, which would be a complete disaster for life on Earth. One fact is clear. If we stop meat consumption and livestock raising, we will also eliminate one of the most heat-trapping gases, which is methane. And since this gas disappears more quickly from the atmosphere, the planet will cool almost immediately. This will also address problems like the melting permafrost, which will otherwise emit more methane if nothing is done to halt it.
Save Our Planet, Eco-Friendly Plastic Disposal Discovered. Bioengineering Professor Mukesh Dobel and Research Scholar Trishul Artham of India's Institute of Technology in Chennai worked with microscopic organisms and ultraviolet light in seeking a safe way to dispose of the some 2.7 million tons of plastics manufactured each year containing the substance biphenyl A.
The scientists found that this plastic decomposed harmlessly through a process involving pretreatment with UV light, along with heat and several types of fungi. The fungi was able to use the plastic chemicals as a source of energy, resulting in significant decomposition within 12 months without releasing any of the potentially harmful biphenyl A. Professor Dobel and Mr. Artham, a green hats off for your exciting technological development. Wishing you the best in continuing to bring such wholesome advancement that help restore our planet for the benefit of all beings.
Save Our Planet. British Antarctic Survey scientist Hugh Griffiths reports that current Arctic ice decreases and resulting warmer ocean temperatures are likely to populate the region with jellyfish while eliminating the more fragile penguins, seabirds, and whales.
Save Our Planet. Severe water shortages in Yaoundé, the capital of Cameroon, have necessitated restriction of tap water availability to nighttime only, forcing many families to incur extra expenses to buy water.
Save Our Planet. European Union President José Manuel Barroso requests Climate Action Commissioner Connie Hedegaard to work with key international partners in reviving international efforts to save the environment.
Save Our Planet. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, introduces a new website available at climate.nasa.gov/warmingworld that offers abundant scientific information to benefit the public in understanding climate change.
Hello, Go Feed the Giraffe here. I'm vegan. Today I would like to share a veggie tip. Did you know that pomegranates have numerous benefits to your well-being? They have high concentrations of antioxidants, which keep your cells healthy. Several studies have also shown they are good for your heart and blood pressure. They may also assist in preventing or slowing prostate cancer. Enjoy this delicious fruit as a snack, or you can sprinkle the flavorful seeds on salads or even vegan ice cream. There is also juice available in many stores. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In world news, a museum for children presents the ancient civilization of Egypt. The Child Museum in Cairo, associated with the Egyptian Museum, will help youngsters explore the day-to-day life of the pharaohs, royal families, writing methods, and the religious beliefs of long ago. Exhibits use advanced technology to encourage children to enrich their knowledge of both the wonders of the past and modern Egypt. Our sincere appreciation to the Child Museum and Egyptian Museum for sharing your remarkable history. May your wonderful endeavor give many eager visitors a glimpse into the amazing culture and spirituality of beautiful Egypt.
In health news, a Canadian scientist finds that aerobic exercise has medical benefits for senior citizens. Dr. Kenneth Madden, assistant professor of geriatric medicine at the University of British Columbia, conducted a study to determine the effects of exercise on older adults who had controlled type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and high blood cholesterol. His results showed that those that took part in active exercise for 3 months had a 15 to 20% increased elasticity of the arteries. Dr. Madden further stated that this decreases the likelihood of strokes or heart attacks. Our thankfulness, Dr. Kenneth Madden, for this life-enhancing discovery. May enjoyable exercise combined with a plant-based diet bring people of all ages to optimum well-being. Up next on Noteworthy News, more than 100,000 birds visit a reservoir in South Korea. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Stay tuned for more engaging news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a compassionate world. In animal welfare news, South Korean organizations welcome migratory birds. At Junam Reservoir in Cheongwon City, the Korean Association for Bird Protection and Cheongwon City are continuously providing food for the visiting birds' winter stay. Nourishing sweet potatoes and seed rice are being offered. More than 100,000 birds of approximately 230 species stop over at the 280-hectare reservoir. These include swans, a variety of ducks, cranes, and wild geese. Our heartfelt gratitude, Korean Association for Bird Protection and Cheongwon City, for your caring efforts for our feathered friends. May the winged messengers of God continue to grace a safe and sustainable world for eons to come.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke of the day entitled Dog Talk, told in Nepali.
दुईजना कुकुरहरू बाटोमा कुरा गरिरहेका थिए. एउटा कुकुर रोकिएर अर्कोलाई सोध्यो,
मेरो नाम फिडो हो,
तिम्रो चाहिँ के हो नि?
अर्को कुकुरले केही बेर विचार गर्यो र भन्यो,
मित्र, त्यसो हो भने मेरो नाम तल्लझर केटा हुनुपर्छ.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
My message to Supreme Master Jinghai. Thanks a lot for your channel. I want to become veggie to save the planet. All my best to your staff and Supreme Master Jinghai. That peace be on you and your friends. Frederick from France.
Hello, Frederick. We're glad to hear from you. Supreme Master Jinghai has a reply for you.
Warm-hearted Frederick, many thanks for your good wishes. You are most welcome to join the noble circle of compassion and planetary protection that the vegan diet offers. Heaven bless you. Love, love, Jinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly guidance illuminate your inner source of wisdom. So long until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Commemorating their country's 50th anniversary of diplomatic ties, His Royal Highness Mizan Zainal Abidin, Sultan of Terengganu in Malaysia, sends a letter conveying best wishes to South Korean President Lee Myung-bak.
Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Spanish President José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero met to further their country's cordial relations, with the Spanish President also affirming support for Turkey's admission to the European Union.
The Red Cross of Angola launches a program to help nearly 100,000 vulnerable residents along the Zambezi River Basin with projects such as healthcare and food and water safety to increase people's resiliency and strength.
New Zealand Prime Minister John Key announces his country's intent to pursue direct diplomacy in urging Japan to end whaling practices and save cetaceans' lives before appealing to the International Court of Justice.
Tim Malcolm and Kirsten Lorange, a couple from Massachusetts, USA, perform volunteer work in all 50 states in the span of 50 days, including service in soup kitchens, animal rescues, and art programs.
Finland's Minister of Labor, Anni Sinnemäki, proposes a total ban on fur farming and states that phasing out the cruel and unethical activity should be included in the policy program of the next government.
Jordanian Minister of Culture Nabi Shukum and Tunisian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Jordan Salahuddin Jamali discuss enhancement of cultural exchange between their countries.
Thailand's Public Health Minister Judin Laksanawisit pledges to adopt resolutions that will enable stateless people to receive free medical treatment.
The World of Perishables Trade Fair in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, featuring exclusively fruits and vegetables, has grown by 30% this year, with 85 exhibitor countries as distant as Mexico and Malaysia.
Two women from the United Arab Emirates, Dr. Nawal Khalifa Al-Husani and Ruba Yusuf Al-Hassan, fulfill a dream as they successfully ascend the world's highest freestanding peak of Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/MWM.